This is Side 15 of the WindowEyes version 4.0 User's Guide, continuing with Appendix F MSA Application Mode. Once WindowEyes says Loading Page, you can start reading the web page using the commands listed below. However, it may take WindowEyes a few seconds to completely load the entire web page, so you will not have access to the entire page until it has completely loaded. When WindowEyes has loaded the entire page, it will say Load Done. As WindowEyes continues to load the page, more text is inserted at the bottom of the existing text. WindowEyes is probably going to be loading lines faster than you can read them, so there really isn't a problem unless you want to jump immediately to the end of a web page, for example. If you issue a command which is asking to go to a location that may not be loaded yet, like Ctrl+N to go to the end of a web page, WindowEyes will say Loading Page to remind you that the page is still being loaded into WindowEyes. As described above, after Explorer has downloaded the entire web page, WindowEyes starts loading it internally and says Loading Page. Your pointers will be on the first line of the web page and you can start reading. However, there may be times when the first line that is visible on the screen is not the first line of the web page. This would be true if you are on a web page where the links on the page simply take you to a different location on the current web page or you return to a previous page. In these cases, you don't want WindowEyes to always start at the top of the web page. When WindowEyes starts loading the page, if the first line of the web page is not visible on the screen, it will say Looking for Visible Line and continue to load the page. Once a line is found that is visible, your pointer will be placed on that line and WindowEyes will say Visible Line Found. If you are returning to a previously displayed page, you will probably get these messages. After the entire page is loaded and WindowEyes determines it has not changed since you left it, WindowEyes will say Previous Position Found and place your pointer on that line. If at any point while WindowEyes is loading the page you start reading text, WindowEyes will no longer adjust the pointer position. So when the page is first starting to be loaded, you will be on line 1. If you start to arrow around, WindowEyes will no longer adjust the pointer. If you don't start reading text and WindowEyes finds the visible line, you will be on that line. If you then start arrowing around, WindowEyes will no longer adjust the pointer. If again you don't start reading after the visible line was found and you are returning to a previous page and wait for the entire page to load, you will be on the last line of the page you were on when you last left it. So in other words, if you just want to start reading at the top of the page, you can start reading as soon as WindowEyes says Loading Page. If you want to start at the first visible line and WindowEyes says Looking for Visible Line, you can start arrowing after WindowEyes says Visible Line Found. Remember, if WindowEyes doesn't say Looking for Visible Line immediately after saying Loading Page, then the first line is already visible. Finally, if you want to be on the line you were last on when you left the page, you must wait for the entire page to be loaded before you start arrowing around the page. It should be noted, however, that WindowEyes loads web pages extremely fast, so the only time you might experience this delay in loading is when the web page is very large. Once the page has been completely downloaded into the WindowEyes buffer and you have not started reading the page, WindowEyes will automatically read 24 lines starting at the current position. This could be the top of the web page or the first visible line or the previous position. As you read the web page, if you land on a link, WindowEyes will say Link followed by the description of the link. If you have previously visited this link or the link it points to, WindowEyes will say Visited Link followed by the description of the link. This is a useful tip to help you from wasting time reading something you have already read or get to information you are trying to find again. You can control the way WindowEyes speaks these and other MSA properties by changing the MSA verbosity settings. For more information, please refer to Section 5.5. You can use the following keys while in MSA application mode in Internet Explorer. The cursor movement keys refer to the non-numpad keys except where numpad is noted. Left arrow moves left by one character and reads the character under the pointer. Right arrow moves right by one character and reads the character under the pointer. Control left arrow moves left by word and reads the word under the pointer. Control right arrow moves right by one word and reads the word under the pointer. Up arrow moves up one line and reads the line under the pointer. Down arrow moves down one line and reads the line under the pointer. Home moves to the beginning of the line and reads the character under the pointer. End moves to the end of the line and reads the character under the pointer. Control home moves to the beginning of the document and reads the line under the pointer. Control-End moves to the end of the document and reads the line under the pointer. page up, reads the previous 24 lines in the document and moves the pointer back 24 lines. Page down, reads the next 24 lines in the document and moves the pointer down 24 lines. Tab, moves the pointer to the next link or control on the web page and reads it. Shift tab, moves the pointer to the previous link or control on the web page and reads it. Alt down arrow, every line in the web page can be broken down into one of three lines. It can be either a link or a control or simply text. When you issue this keystroke, the pointer will move to the next line in the web page that is different than what the pointer was on when this command was issued and read that line. For example, if you are sitting on a link, pressing this key will move you to the next line in the web page that is not a link. Alt up arrow moves the pointer to the previous line in the web page that is different than the line the pointer is currently on and reads it. See Alt down arrow for more information. Control Alt down arrow moves the pointer to the next line in the web page that is a control, skipping all links and text lines, and reads the line. Control Alt up arrow moves the pointer to the previous line in the web page that is a control, skipping all links and text lines, and reads the line. Shift Alt down arrow moves the pointer to the next line in the web page that is a link, skipping all controls and text lines, and reads the line. Shift Alt up arrow moves the pointer to the previous line in the web page that is a link, skipping all controls and text lines, and reads the line. Insert Alt down arrow moves the pointer to the next line in the web page that is text only, skipping all links and controls, and reads the line. You can control the characteristic of this hotkey by manipulating the next text minimum line length and next text consecutive line verbosity settings. Alt insert up arrow moves the pointer to the previous line in the web page that is text only, skipping all links and controls, and reads the line. You can control the characteristics of this hotkey by manipulating the next text minimum line length and next text consecutive line verbosity settings. Control Alt Shift down arrow moves the pointer to the next line in the web page that is a visited link, skipping all controls, text lines, and non-visited links, and reads the line. Control Alt Shift up arrow moves the pointer to the previous line in the web page that is a visited link, skipping all controls, text lines, and non-visited links, and reads the line. Insert tab displays the available links dialog. This dialog contains a list box displaying all available links for the current web page. You can move through the list box by arrowing up and down. Press the first letter of the option you want until you get there, or start spelling out the specific link you want until you find it. By default, the links in the list box are displayed in the order they are displayed in the web page. If you wish, you can use the radio button in the dialog to sort the links alphabetically instead. After selecting the link you want, you can either activate the link or simply move the pointer to the link without activating it. The default button causes the link to be activated. If you push the Focus Link button instead, the pointer will simply move to the link without activating it. This is a great way to get some context around the link. There are accelerators for each of the options in the list box as well. Alt-L sorts the lists in alphabetic order. Alt-W sorts the links in web page order. Alt-A will activate the link currently highlighted and remove the dialog. Alt-F will move the pointer to the link in the web page without activating the link and remove the dialog. Control-Alt-Home. If you're on a page that you have previously visited, this keystroke will move your pointer to the line you were on when you last left this page and read the line. If you're on a page which you have not previously visited, or the page has changed since you last visited it, WindowEyes will say no previous position and will not adjust your pointer position. A. By default, WindowEyes will automatically load MSIA whenever a new page is loaded. MSIA will automatically be turned on even if you have MSIA off when a new page loads. If, however, you want MSIA to not load automatically when a new page loads, you can press the letter A while in MSIA mode to toggle the auto load feature on and off. If you want to use MSIA when this option is off, you will have to load it manually with the MSIA hotkey. Note, this option is only available for Internet Explorer 5.5 or greater. WindowEyes hotkeys. Some of the WindowEyes hotkeys can be very useful in MSIA mode. Caret-related hotkeys can be used for character, word, and line, as well as the following hotkeys. Read to end. This will start reading the web page from the line the pointer is on and continue to the end of the web page or until you press escape. This is a great way to read the entire contents of the web page. By default, this hotkey is Control-Shift-R. Speak summary. Pressing this key will have WindowEyes tell you how many lines are in the current web page and what line the pointer is currently on. It will also tell you if the web page has frames, and if so, how many. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Shift-S. Mouse Search displays the WindowEyes Find dialog. Simply type in the text you wish to find, and WindowEyes will search the current web page starting from the current pointer position. Note that this is different from the normal WindowEyes Find, which starts at the top of the mouse boundary. You can start from the current pointer position and work down or work up. Many of the standard controls in the Find dialog are not available while in MSA mode. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Shift-F. Continue mouse search. This will continue the mouse search in the same direction you issued with the initial mouse search. The search will continue with the current pointer position. By default, this hotkey is Insert-F. Any line. Pressing this key will prompt which line you wish to move the pointer to. Simply type in the line number and press Enter. WindowEyes will move the pointer to that line and read it. You can use the Speak Summary hotkey to determine how many lines are in the current web page. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Shift-L. Read Marked Block. Pressing this key will cause WindowEyes to read the text that has been selected. See the Clipboard section below on how to select text. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Shift-M. Redraw. Not only will the screen be redrawn, but the entire web page will be reloaded. If WindowEyes doesn't load the entire web page for some reason, or the web page somehow changed from under you, this hotkey will get everything back into sync again. By default, this hotkey is Insert Backslash. Caret ASCII attribute. Pressing this key will cause WindowEyes to speak the ASCII value of the character under the pointer. By default, this hotkey is Control Numpad Delete. MSA application mode toggle. Pressing this key will toggle MSA mode on and off. You must have MSA mode enabled in order to use the keys discussed in the appendix. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Shift-A. Bypass. The bypass will cause WindowEyes to ignore the next keystroke. By ignoring the keystroke, it will be passed along to the underlying application, Internet Explorer in this case. The bypass will not only ignore a hotkey that is pressed, but also all the MSA mode keys discussed in this appendix. By default, this hotkey is Insert B. Set file specific settings for Internet Explorer. Alt-U reads the current URL for the currently loaded page. This is the information displayed in the combo box at the top of the Explorer window. Alt-S reads the current status line. This is especially useful while the page is being downloaded from the Internet. Typically, the status line will give an indication of what is currently happening or what still needs to be loaded. So feel free to press Alt-S while the page is downloading to determine the status of the download. Handling frames. Web page designers have the option of using frames when creating their web pages. Frames are just a way of grouping information together. For example, a frame can be used on the left of a web page to display a group of links, and a frame to the right to display the information related to the link selected in the first frame. If the page has frames, WindowEyes will say Load Done Has Frames after the web page has been completely loaded. You can also press the Speak Summary Ctrl-Shift-S hotkey to have WindowEyes announce the number of frames for the current page. If there are frames, the following keys can be very useful. Ctrl-Tab moves the pointer to the beginning of the next frame and reads the line. Ctrl-Shift-Tab moves the pointer to the beginning of the previous frame and reads the line. Insert Home moves the pointer to the first line of the current frame and reads the line. Insert End moves the pointer to the last line of the current frame and reads the line. If you use the above keys to move from frame to frame, or you are simply browsing through the web page when you move to the top of a new frame, WindowEyes will say Frame followed by the name of the frame. If there is no frame name, WindowEyes will say Frame Untitled. The name given is the name the web designer used. It may be a meaningful name, or it may not be. Using the clipboard, several keys have been added which allow you to select text. Once text has been selected, you can copy the selected text to the clipboard. You can then move to another application and paste the contents into that application. Ctrl-A. This will select the entire web page. Shift left arrow selects the character to the left of the pointer. Shift right arrow selects the character to the right of the pointer. Control shift left arrow selects the word to the left of the pointer. Control shift right arrow selects the word to the right of the pointer. Shift up arrow. If the pointer is sitting on the first character of the line, this keystroke will select the entire line above. If the pointer is not on the first character, this will select all characters to the left of the pointer on the current line. Shift down arrow. If the pointer is sitting on the last character of the line, this keystroke will select the entire line below. If the pointer is not on the last character, this will select all characters to the right of the pointer on the current line. Shift page up selects the previous 24 lines. Shift page down selects the next 24 lines. Shift home selects all text from the pointer to the beginning of the current line. Shift end selects all text from the pointer to the end of the current line. Alt shift home selects all text from the pointer to the beginning of the current frame. Alt shift end selects all text from the pointer to the end of the current frame. Control shift home selects all text from the pointer to the beginning of the current page. Control shift end selects all text from the pointer to the end of the current frame. Control C copies selected text to the Windows clipboard. Using forms. Forms are simply standard controls like an edit box or checkbox, for example. You will probably encounter forms if you wish to order something online. The manufacturer needs to know your mailing address and possibly your credit card number. This would be considered a form. You cannot be in Windowize's MSAA mode in order to fill out a form. You must be using the standard Explorer interface to do this. It is suggested that you review the entire page to get a feel for how the form is laid out. Then simply move to the first control you wish to start with and press Enter. Windowize will automatically turn off MSA mode and give the control focus. If it is an edit box, you will have a blinking caret, indicating the ability to input the necessary information. If it is a checkbox, it will toggle the checkbox. If it is a button, the button will be activated. If there are more controls to fill in, you can simply tab between the controls. Windowize will attempt to find a field name for the control as you tab to it and speak it. Unfortunately, there is no way to read field names with 100% accuracy, so there will be times Windowize either doesn't read any field name, reads the wrong information, or reads incomplete information. If you are not sure where you are on the form, you can turn on MSA mode by pressing Ctrl-Shift-A. After the page has been loaded, you can arrow up and down to get some context. Then simply press Enter on the necessary control and continue filling out the form. Before you submit the form, you may want to consider reviewing your information with MSAA mode on to make sure everything is correct. Ctrl-Shift-A is simply a toggle that will enable or disable MSAA mode. After submitting a form, assuming that a new page loads and autoload is turned on, and you are using Internet Explorer 5.5 or greater, MSAA will come back on automatically. Windowize will automatically take you out of MSA mode when you press Enter on a control, but you must manually enable it again by pressing the key. General information. When the pointer is sitting on a link, you can use the Shift F10 or application keys to activate the context menu for the link under the pointer. Enter or numpad enter executes a link if you have the pointer located on it. After executing the link, Windowize will reload the HTML for the new page. Again, it must wait for Explorer to finish downloading the page before this can be done, so it may take several seconds. Using the MSA application mode feature will give you excellent access to web pages in Internet Explorer, but it will not give you access to web pages that use Java applets, since MSAA is not aware of Java applet controls. Windowize does, however, work fine with the majority of JavaScript web pages. There are some exceptions that more often than not have to do with bad implementation of JavaScript's features. But the GW Micro web page uses JavaScript extensively, so you know that it can work. If you have questions about designing web pages to be accessible, or if you have questions about how to make your existing page more accessible, please contact our webmaster at webmaster@gwmicro.com. Appendix G, G.1, Set to Text and Text to Set Utilities. We have included two utility programs, settotext.exe and texttoset.exe, on your Windowize program disk. Settotext.exe can take a .000 file and create a standard ASCII file containing all the settings of the .000 file. You can use any word processor to read through this text file. Also, set-to-text can be used to globally decompile a list of .00 files into text files with corresponding names. Finally, set-to-text can compare two .00 files and list the differences between the two in a standard ASCII text file. Text-to-set.exe will do the reverse. It will take a standard ASCII text file and convert it into a windowize.000 file. You can also use the text-to-set.exe utility to make a single change or a group of changes to many .000 files at one time. You could, for example, globally adjust the screen speech rate to 6 in all your .000 files. Text-to-speech can also globally search your .000 files for specific settings. Each utility will be individually discussed. Set-to-text utility. This utility program enables you to review the contents of your Windowize configuration set files without having to load them into Windowize and wipe out your present speech configuration. What does set-to-text do? How does it work? Well, the program reads in your windowize.000 file and writes out a human-readable file which contains all the Windowize internal settings, hotkeys, and various color attributes. Every single setting saved with the .000 file is converted. To run the program, simply perform the following steps. 1. Press Ctrl-backslash to bring up the Windowize control panel. 2. Press Alt-F to enter the file menu. 3. Press E to launch the set-to-text program. This will give you a quick summary of what command line options you need to provide to run the program completely. To actually convert a file, use the following format. Set-to-text input file output file. Input file is the name of the .000 file used to, rather, and maintained by Windowize. Output file is the text file produced by the set-to-text program. If output file is omitted, the name of the output file will be the same as that of the input file. This file can be viewed by any standard ASCII text type editor or file viewer such as WordPad, WordPerfect, or Notepad. By default, set-to-text will assume an extension of .000 for the input file and .t00 for the output file. For example, set-to-text will translate the file wp.000 into the file wp.t00. The original .000 file will not be modified. Now you can look at the wp.t00 file to discover all the settings used with wp.000. If set-to-text could not find the input file, you will get the error message. Error: cannot open file X. Of course, X would be replaced with the actual file name. If the input and output file names are the same, set-to-text will change the extension of the output file to .t00. If you open set-to-text, type in winize.000 and press enter, you should receive the following message. C:\winize\winize.000 decompiled to C:\winize\winize.t00. One file decompiled. Wildcards can also be used for the .000 file parameter. So, for example, you could decompile all the WordPerfect.000 files with the file name wp*.*. Note that the parameter for the output file name is completely optional and will default to the input set file name with the .t00 extension if not specified. Set-to-text can also be used to compare two Windowize.000 files. For example, let's say that you have written a .000 file for WordPerfect and you want to compare it with our WordPerfect.000 file. You could use set-to-text to convert both files to text and compare them line by line. This is both time-consuming and tedious, so we have provided the ability for set-to-text to compare two .000 files and only list the differences between them. In our example above, you could do the following. 1. In the input file edit box, type winize.000. 2. Tab to the output file edit box and type explorer.000. 3. Tab to the compare set files checkbox and press your spacebar to check it. 4. Press enter. You will receive the following response. C:\winize\winize.000 compared with C:\winize\explorer.000. One file compared. The results of your comparison are then saved into a file the same name as the output file you specified with an extension of .t00. In our example, our results would be stored in the file called explorer.t00. Text-to-set utility. This utility program basically does the reverse of the set-to-text utility. It will take a standard ASCII text file created by set-to-text and convert it back to a winize.000 file. You can also globally adjust several .000 files with one ASCII text file. To run text-to-set, simply perform the following steps. 1. Press Control Backslash to bring up the WindowEyes control panel. 2. Press Alt F to enter the file menu. 3. Press T to launch the Text to Set program. To actually convert a file, perform the following steps. 1. In the Input File Edit box, type WinEyes.000. 2. Tab to the Output File Edit box and type Explorer.000. 3. Tab to the Compare Set Files checkbox and press your spacebar to check it. 4. Press Enter. Text to Set Input File Output File. Input file is the name of the text file that is either produced by Set to Text or by you. Output file is the .000 file used by WindowEyes. If the supplied .000 file already exists, it will save the original values and update only those you specify with the text file. That is, the input file can be abbreviated to contain only those changes you want. For example, if you wanted to change the screen voice rate and nothing else, your input text file would be as short as one line. By default, Text to Set will assume an extension of .t00 for the input file and .000 for the output file. For example, Text to Set would translate the file wp.t00 into the file wp.000. Another very powerful feature with Text to Set is the ability to use wildcard characters when specifying the .000 file name. What this means is that you can process one input text file over a large group of .000 files. Remember our example of the speech rate question? Well, say you want to change the rate in all your WordPerfect.000 files. Assuming their names all begin with WP and have the extension .000, you could enter the following in the Output File Edit box, WP star dot star. The input text file would be the text file with the changes you want to make, and all .000 files beginning with WP would be updated by Text to Set. If we converted the example in set to text back to .000 file, we would get something like this. C:\WinEyes\Explorer.t00 compiled to C:\WinEyes\Explorer.000 with zero errors and zero warnings. One out of one file were compiled. All commands not specified in the input text file, explorer.t00, have been left at their current settings in the individual .000 file. Syntax is very important when dealing with text to set. If you should put invalid WindowEyes options into the input text file, an error message will be generated. For example, if in our text file we accidentally misspelled screen_voice=6 and instead typed scren_voic=6, we would receive the following error. Error C:\WinEyes\Explorer.t00. scren_voic is not a legal WindowEyes option. C:\WinEyes\Explorer.t00 was not compiled to C:\WinEyes\Explorer.000 due to one error and zero warnings. Zero out of one file were compiled. Simply use your favorite text editor and search for the misspelled option. Other error messages may result if you specify invalid values for WindowEyes options such as speech rate or incorrect keywords such as punctuation level, selections, and the like. Where possible, the error message will display the correct choice available for that option. For more information about syntax, refer to a decompiled set file and pay special attention to punctuation and capitalization. Text to set can also be used to search a .000 file or a group of .000 files for options. If you wanted to know which .000 file had a screen rate of 6, you could create a text file containing the following line. screen_rate=6. You would then perform the following steps. 1. Open Text to Set. 2. In the Input File Edit box, type the name of the text file that contains the screen rate line above. In our example, it might be explorer.t00. 3. In the Output File Edit box, type the name of the set files that you want to search. In our case, we would want to search all our set files, so we would type *.0*. 4. Tap to the search checkbox and press the spacebar to check it. 5. Press Enter. Text to set will display the file name of each .000 set file and state whether the option was found or not. We are sure you will enjoy using these two utilities. We feel these two programs add a great deal to the flexibility of WindowEyes. Warranty Notice. WindowEyes TM Warranty Notice. The purchase of this or any other GW Micro Inc. software product does not constitute ownership of the software, but only a license to use it. You may not sell or give away this or any other GW Micro Inc. software product without prior written permission from GW Micro Inc. Copy Protection. The WindowEyes program disk is not copy protected in the United States and certain other countries. This doesn't mean you can make unlimited copies of it. WindowEyes is protected by the copyright laws that pertain to computer software. It's illegal to make copies other than a personal backup copy of the program without written permission from GW Micro Inc. In particular, it is illegal to give a copy to another person. Although WindowEyes is not copy protected, a unique serial number has been assigned to your copy and has been registered to you. The serial number can be obtained through the About WindowEyes option from the Help menu. Your registration card also contains this serial number and is required to be returned to GW Micro Inc. if you should ever require a future upgrade or support. Limited Warranty. GW Micro Inc. warrants that the original disks are free from defects in material and workmanship, assuming normal use for a period of 30 days from date of purchase. If a defect occurs during this period, you may return your faulty CD to GW Micro Inc. along with a dated proof of purchase, where it will be replaced free of charge. Notice: every effort has been made to make the following manual complete and easily understandable. We hope there are no errors of either fact or interpretation within. Any questions, corrections, comments, or suggestions are naturally most welcome. Direct all correspondence to the Technical Publication Division of GW Micro Inc. GW Micro Inc. reserves the right to make improvements or changes in this manual and/or the product that it describes at any time without notice. This manual is copyrighted. All rights are reserved. This document may not in whole or in part be copied, photocopied, reproduced, translated, or reduced to any electronic medium or machine-readable form without prior consent in writing from GW Micro Inc. Copyright C 1995 through 2000 by GW Micro Inc. This concludes the reading of the WindowEyes version 4.0 User's Guide.